Land.
If you're in Mareeba and ACD knocks on your door, let them in. I'm actually not talking about the band AC/DC. I'm talking about a new project to get people talking about their mental health. The Assisting Communities Through Direct Connection, or AC/DC project, is going door to door to check in with locals. How will it work? Ashley Wilkinson is the Neighbourhood Centre Coordinator in Mareeba. It's good to have you on, Ashley.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
You are more than welcome. You know, sometimes all it takes is a conversation, right?
Correct, absolutely.
So how did the conversation start?
Okay, so with the AC/DC project, we door knock our local community and have a chat to them about their mental health and their well-being and how they're doing generally.
Like literally going to a door, knocking on it, and it's a bit kind of cold calling, Ashley. How does that work for the people who are doing it?
Yeah, absolutely. It is a bit of a different concept. So it's received quite well. People obviously are interested in the project. They want to know what it's all about, and it gives them an opportunity to voice things that are going on in the community or things that we're missing here, and just to have a chat.
And how do you do it, Ashley? I'm wondering just how you decide where you're going to go and do this door knocking. Are you specifically knowing people that you think might need help, or is it like literally randomly through the streets?
It's literally randomly through the streets. So our people connectors pick a street during the week and they go and drop in their letterbox to let them know that they're coming, and then in the next few days they head out there and knock on their door and let them know what AC/DC is about and have a chat to them about anything that they need.
Part of it must be just reassuring people that there is help available, Ashley. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. And we do have lists of local services that people can access. So we're not just giving them like 1-800 numbers. We're listening to what they need, and then we're looking for local services that they can get connected into.
Why is it happening in Mareeba, Ashley?
Yeah, so we were looking for kind of door knocking situations because this is something we've done before, and AC/DC popped up as an expression of interest from Community Mental Health Australia. So we applied and were successful enough to get the funding for that. And so that's how it's come about for Mareeba. We saw it as a really great opportunity to talk to our community and to see what's going on with people and how we can help them. And we also saw it as a really great opportunity to see where we've got gaps in services here so that we can try and create opportunities for those services to come to town or at least bring light to that.
And let's again talk about where you're doing it, which is Mareeba. Everywhere needs something like this throughout the whole country. But within the Mareeba area, do you think that there's particularly been a sense of a need for this type of service?
I think you're right. I think everywhere does need this kind of service. I think we're very lucky in Mareeba to be able to offer this. And I think we will get a lot of data out of what we're going to get from the people here, which will help us give an idea of what the community does need.
And what will you do with that data, Ashley? Is it about informing services right across the country as well?
So Community Mental Health Australia, we collect data through a survey, and that goes to Community Mental Health Australia, and they're going to put it into a report which we'll have access to, so that we can have real-time data about what we've done over the last 4 months, and then we can exactly look at what services are missing and what people are actually saying.
We're with Ashley Wilkinson, who is the Neighbourhood Centre Coordinator for the Mareeba Community Centre. This sounds like it's about being proactive, Ashley, particularly if you're just randomly rocking up to a person's door and asking about the issues that they're facing, whether it comes to their mental health or otherwise. How better is it to have a proactive service than a reactive service, Ashley?
Absolutely. And quite honestly, most services, it is on the basis of people walking through the door to reach out for that help. And so with this project, it is all about going to people and going, hey, you know, you may not need a service, but have you heard about all of these? Would this help friends or family as well? Are you helping someone, you know, with mental health issues or people who are struggling with their well-being? And then offering them those kinds of support so that they can pass it on. So it's, I suppose it's not just about talking to people about their individual mental health, but also about their family or their friends or just their community as well.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Ashley. For more info, where do people go?
Yep, they can go to acdc.org.au and that will give them all the information on this project and where it's running and how that they can access the survey if they like or who their local people connectors are.
All right, beautiful. Ashley, am I allowed to play some AC/DC now as a result
Absolutely.
Of our conversation? Is that okay? I mean, I don't mean to be
perfect.
Making fun of it, that's all. I'm not making
no.
fun, right?
No, absolutely not. Everyone loves some AC/DC.
Beautiful. Ashley, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That's Ashley.